This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, we've all been to the Royal Easter Show in Sydney. In fact, probably many, many times over. Well, not only do they put on the show, but the Royal Agricultural Society, they also recognise some of the best young people in rural areas, such as here in the Upper Hunter, and they've just announced the 2022 Foundation Rural Scholarships. And I'm delighted to say that we have someone from Singleton, in fact, two people from Singleton and one from Denman, amongst others selected. And the man who, he works at the Royal Agricultural Society. He puts on the show every year, amongst many other things, and is a former radio colleague of mine, Murray Wilton. Good morning, Murray.
G'day, Darren. How you doing, mate? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, likewise. It's been a while. We worked together at a number one radio station in Sydney, which had nothing to do with me being number one, but you as the promotions manager, it had everything to do with.
Well, you know, you're still working in it and I'm still playing in it, so it must be good to us, radio. So we're still involved, which is the main thing.
Yeah, it is. So tell us about the foundation. What's the history here, first of all?
Look, the foundation was established back in 2007, and we've invested about $7.1 million in regional and rural Australia. And over that period of time, one of the things that the foundation's quite proud about is that they assist people with scholarships. And we've awarded about 740 scholarships since 2007. And just recently, there were 69 announced, and six of those came from the Hunter region, which is wonderful. So they come from, the applicants come from a variety of different backgrounds and different needs. But I think one of the main characteristics is that they have a great love for regional and rural Australia, and many of them want to continue to study in regional and rural Australia, or once they have studied, go back to regional Australia, and that's where they're going to put their roots in. So they have all that in common, which is I think is a wonderful thing, and it's very difficult now for people to make their way through university, to make their way through college or even TAFE. So financially, that's what the foundation does, and we've got some wonderful donors who assist us every year, and in turn, that money is passed on to many recipients every year.
What sort of role do people from the Upper Hunter play, as well as across the state, but obviously focusing on here because this is where we are? What sort of role, yep, how important of a role do they play in the show every year and the work that you guys do?
Look, I think the one thing that they've got in common, that I've got in common, and so has the Easter Show and also the RAS, is our love of agriculture in regional Australia. And you mentioned some of the people that are from Singleton that have been awarded scholarships, and also Denman. And, you know, you've got somebody who's going through and doing their Master of Primary Education. Another one is doing a certificate in engineering and heavy fabrication. You've got someone doing a Bachelor of Rural Science. And, you know, they, I think, have got that absolute love for country Australia, and they want to put their roots back in there. So we've got that in common, I have to say, from the get-go. And I think, as you know, and you're working in regional New South Wales and working in the media, I think once that country bug bites you, as it did bite me many, many years ago, you can't get it out of your system, and there's something quite unique about regional Australia.
Mm. So what do the recipients get as part of this scholarship?
So look, they vary. The RASF Rural Scholarship recipients, some will receive financial grants of $6,000 for full-time study. Others receive $3,000 for part-time study, and that'll depend on their particular circumstance. So those cash amounts go to them directly, and that assists them with all sorts of things in regards to, you know, purchasing textbooks or assisting with rent. Rent, as you know, is very, very expensive now, especially in regional and rural Australia, and even more so since COVID. So that injection of cash of $6,000 if you're doing full-time study really helps them and makes them breathe a little bit easier in regards to their financial circumstance.
So you talked about some donors being radio. We don't mind giving a free plug occasionally. Are there some of the donors you'd like to give a bit of a rap while we're talking on air?
Look, some of the donors like to remain anonymous, and if I sat here and rattled off some of the names, I'd probably miss out on a lot as well, which I don't want to do. But we've got some very generous donors, and there are also corporations as well that donate to the RASF, and we've also got individuals that just want to assist younger people in regards to their educational studies. And without them, there is no way in the world that we would have been able to award those 740-plus scholarships since the foundation commenced back in 2007. So, you know, the donors are incredibly important, and we facilitate that for them on their behalf. And we put them in contact with some of the people that they've donated money to, and we have events and functions. And it's lovely to see the people that have donated the money to be able to have face-to-face contact with the recipients. And that's quite a unique and quite a special night.
The recipients here in the Upper Hunter specifically, in Singleton, Christy Haywood, also Rowan Valance from Singleton and Tracy Main from Denman. There are some others. Being new here, Murray, I might not even pick whether they're directly in our region. They're not familiar. I know certainly there's Hayley Johns from Gloucester, which is north of here, Laura Beaumont from Woodville, and Nicholas Allen from Tinanee. Can't say I've heard of Tinanee, so I'll have to maybe ask my colleagues about that one.
No, look, you're in a wonderful part of the world, and it's good to be able to, I suppose, speak to yourself on a local radio station and talk about some of the recipients in the area. And as I mentioned, there's about 69 in total, and they're right across Australia. And if we can assist financially people that have come from those particular areas to further their studies, and then fingers crossed, hopefully they'll bed their roots back in regional and rural Australia, I think we've done our job from a foundation perspective.
And just finally, Murray, the 1st of July, so this Friday, applications open for next year's program.
Yeah, absolutely. And we receive quite a number of applications. So if you're in that setup where you do need some financial assistance, if you're studying at university or college or even TAFE, and looking on top of that, we have a raft of other scholarships and also donations that we make to rural communities. We have a Rural Journalism and Communications Award. We've got wine awards. We've got a wine professional development scholarship available as well, and also community groups. So the best thing to do is to jump on the website and find out what's coming up, when the applications are open for all those different types of donations and also scholarships that we offer. And that's rasf.org.au, and you'll be able to jump on. And yes, Friday, the 1st of July, is when our applications open for 2023.
I'll have to look at that journalism one. Maybe I'm young enough, just young enough. No, I think I've probably passed it by now. But it's great that you guys are supporting even that sort of trade, because as you know that journalism, unfortunately, with the exception of a couple of companies such as ours, has been disappearing from the bush.
Yeah, look, I hold that particular scholarship quite close to my heart because of my background and also your background. And a name that is synonymous with media is the Fairfax family, and it is the J.B. Fairfax Award, and that's John Fairfax, and he is the person that funds that particular scholarship, all those two scholarships that are given out. And it is a very tough market, especially in media, to be able to have people on the ground in regional and rural Australia. And if we can encourage journalists to stay in country Australia, I think we're all going to be better off. And that's one particular way in which you can do it.
Absolutely. Murray, thank you very much for your time. And I look forward to catching up again sometime soon.
Mate, good to hear your voice, and thank you for allowing me to talk about it. All the best.
No problem. That's Murray Wilton on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.